Hello and welcome back to Talking Talmud. I'm Ann Gordon here with my friend and chavruta Yordana Osband. Our daf of the day, Masechet Bava Metzia, daf Nun Gimel, page 53. I actually want to talk about something that's just on the bottom of Amud Aleph going on to Amud Bet, a very short piece, but hopefully important, or I think so anyway. I want to note that much of Amud Aleph is talking about an issue of where Maser Sheni cannot be redeemed because it's only worth a half a pruta. And there's a whole question over how can you take that half a pruta and redeem it so that you can then take your money and go to Jerusalem and buy food there and then eat in the sanctity of Jerusalem. So there's a whole big discussion over what's a Torah level requirement for Maser Sheni and what's a rabbinic level and how those two don't intermingle. The Gemara at the very bottom of Amud Aleph says as follows. V'shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. This is, of course, a citation from a Breita. It says that you entered Jerusalem and exited. What does that mean? V'amai. Why is it that this is then going to be the negation? It's canceling out the majority. Now, this is another piece that's going on further up on the daf, where what they're talking about is if you have Maser Sheni produce and it somehow got intermingled with produce that did not have any sanctity, and if there's a majority of non-sanctified, meaning it didn't have any holiness to begin with, produce, and at some point, and there's obviously discussion of what that point is, the Maser Sheni is kind of canceled. The Kedusha, the sanctity that's in the Maser Sheni is canceled by its becoming the minority in this mixture with the chulin, with the non-holy produce. So then the question here is, right, again, we've got this person who takes a Maser Sheni, goes to Jerusalem, but then they leave. And so the question is, how is this a negation? Right? How does that work? Right? The Gemara says, let him bring it back, right? To come back to Jerusalem. Let him partake of this food there. Meaning, the moment you've gotten to Jerusalem, why would you then leave if, you know, whatever your concern is, even if it's negated by the majority, meaning even if your Maser Sheni had been negated by the majority, so come back into Jerusalem and eat it there anyway. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a Maser Sheni that became ritually impure already outside of Jerusalem. Meaning not that he never got to Jerusalem with it still retaining that purity. Venifrike. So then the Gemara says, well, in that case, let him redeem it. Dama Rebbe Lazar, minai and the Maser Sheni shenitma, shepodinoto. Rebbe Lazar says that from, you know, how do we know that the second tithe produce, when it becomes ritually impure, that you could redeem it? Afilo b'Yerushalayim, even in Jerusalem, meaning it was rendered impure, but you could still redeem it, even though the ritually pure Maser Sheni cannot be redeemed in Jerusalem. But in this case, afilo b'Yerushalayim she'emar, ki lo tuchal se'eto. The verse says you're unable to carry it, meaning you could turn it into money. You could take that money in your hand. That's not the same thing as carrying the produce. So that's a verse from Devarim chapter 14. Ve'ein se'et ela achila. When it says that you're going to carry it, what it means there is you could eat it, right? Se'et means, it only means eating. Shne'amar v'yisa mas'ot me'et panav. There's a verse from Breshit, from Genesis, as he took the portions from before him, and it literally means he ate them. Right? And so what that means then is if we're talking about ritually impure Maser Sheni produce, which is not supposed to be consumed, according to Rebbe Lezer, you could still redeem it, right? Desacralize it, even if it's already been brought to Jerusalem, even though it was impure. So the point then is that there's some leeway here, I would say, maybe not a lot, but there's some leeway with your Maser Sheni produce that has been, you know, you've come all this way, you're not sure at what point you could redeem it, and now it's become impure, you still can redeem it. Now, that's an important point. This is not Maser Sheni that has been redeemed onto coins already far away, right? You're coming in with produce. Most of the time we're talking about coming in with coins. You're coming in with coins, it's not really an issue of it becoming impure. Okay. The Gemara goes on to talk about this halacha in the Breita and whose opinion does it line up with. I'm going to stop here in the interest of time. Yordana, I hand this over to you.
So, Anne, you spoke a bunch about the concept of the pruta And what do we do if things are not worth a pruta or worth half a pruta? And so in Amud Bet, the Gemara really wants to talk about what do we do with Maser Sheni that is worth less than a pruta. So they start off with a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Im Gaal Yigael Ishmi Masro, right? So basically the Pasuk in Vayikra chapter 27, verse 31 says that if a man will redeem of his Maser, right? And we know that when you redeem it, the second part of the Pasuk says you have to add the fifth to it. Mi Masro velo kol Masro. So the Pasuk says of his Maser, meaning that to the when we talk about redeeming, it applies to some of his Maser, but not all of his Maser. Prat la Maser Sheni she'embo sheva pruta. This excludes Maser Sheni that is not worth a pruta. In other words, a person can redeem part of their Maser Sheni for money. They don't have to redeem all of it. But because of the way it's written, right, what they're saying this excludes, right, when it says not all of his Maser Sheni, though, the one exclusion to this is Prat la Maser Sheni she'em bo sheva pruta. You can't redeem less than a Maser Sheni worth a pruta. So the Gemara now is going to have a machlokas about what does this mean of Prat la Maser Sheni she'em bo sheva pruta. Itmar was said, Rav Ami Amar Einbo, when the Braisa says it, meaning itself the Maser Sheni, is not worth a pruta. Rav Asi Amar Ein Bechumsho. The Braisa means to say, the Rav Asi says that when it says isn't worth a pruta, meaning the fifth that's add, when it says that you have to add a fifth when you redeem it, right? So remember, you have a pound of, you know, oranges. You're worried they're not going to, you won't be able to save them in order to eat them in Yerushalayim. So you redeem them for money. When you redeem them for money, you have to add a fifth. So let's say, now I got to do some math in my head. Let's say that they were worth, $5, right? So a fifth of that would be a dollar. So you would redeem it basically for $6. Now, the issue is, it's, you know, when we say, right, Prat la Maser Sheni she'em bo sheva pruta. Rav Ami says that this means that the actual Maser Sheni itself wasn't even worth a pruta. Rav Asi says it's that the fifth that you're adding was not even worth a pruta. So if the fifth isn't worth a pruta, then it's not eligible basically for redemption because that needs to be at least a fifth. And then they show that there was, you know, a machlokas again with other Amoraim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Einbo, right? Einbo meaning it itself is not a pruta of the Maser Sheni, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, right? Which is Reish Lakish, and often we see Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagreeing with each other. Einbo humsho, okay? That again, it's not a fifth. Now we're going to have another braisa that seems to, not agree with the opinions of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yochanan. Meitvei. Okay, so they challenge Rav Ami and Rabbi Yochanan with the following braisa. Maser Sheni she'em bo sheva pruta. Right, a Maser Sheni that's not worth a pruta. Dayo sheyomar. It is sufficient if one says, Hu v'chumsho mechulal ama'ota rishonot. It together with its fifth is consecrated on earlier money. In other words, coins which have already been used to redeem Maser Sheni. That's what you're allowed to say. So this goes well according to the one who said, and that would be Rav Asi and Reish Lakish, that if the fifth is not worth the pruta, it's not redeemable. Haino diktani dayo, because this would explain why the Braisa says it is sufficient. For even though the Braisa teaches that although the Maser Sheni itself has the value of a pruta, keva de bichum she leka shapir. Since there's not a pruta's worth in the fifth, it's still acceptable. You're still allowed to redeem the Maser Sheni according to this method, right? Elamanda amar einbo, but according to the one that says less than a pruta means a Maser Sheni itself is not worth a pruta, my dayu. What is the meaning when we say it's sufficient, right? Because what we're saying is that the Bryce's point is that even Maser Sheni can be redeemed using this particular method. But if we're talking about the Maser Sheni itself, that's not worth the pruta, right? How could you redeem it this way? And so again, this idea here is that, you know, this what this brisa must be talking about has to be of less than a pruta, right? So just to give a little bit of background here, right? The Torah basically gives us two things we could do in Maaser Sheni. Either it could be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten, or it can have its sanctity, right? Its kedusha is basically removed by deconsecrating it onto a coin, okay? And what we learn from the Pesukim is that the deconsecration onto a coin is only done when the Maaser Sheni is not worth less than a certain amount, okay? So here what this price is teaching us is that even this amount, which is less than the amount that is left, can be redeemed if you deconsecrate onto a coin that already was considered sacred as Maaser Sheni from a previous redemption. So in other words, you can't take a coin and do a brand new redemption, right? But if you have a coin that already was, you know, worth something and you say, oh, and this is going to go on it as well, then it's fine. So it's in bay, you're basically like combining two Maaser Shenis. So from this brisa, it would seem that this really goes against Rav Ami and Rav Yochanan. And interestingly, the Gemara answers at the end of this, Kasha, it's a difficulty. Now, the Gemara doesn't continue with its discussion, right? But it basically says that opinion doesn't really make sense. And what I found interesting about this is that when you initially read the pasuk that it brings from Vayikra, and you read that first opinion of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, I don't know, the one about the Chomesh, it's not a clear-cut reading from the Pesukim. Of course, it seems like it should be talking about the Maaser Sheni itself. But then when you see this Braisa, it makes a lot of sense that it really has to be the Chomesh and not the Maaser Sheni itself. From here, the Gemara is going to go on to talk a little bit more about how do we actually calculate the Chomesh, right? Ibai Lehu, they asked, Chumsha Milagab, right? Is the fifth calculated from inside on the principal, or Chumsha Milvad? Or is the fifth calculated from the outside on the principal plus the addition? So in other words, if the principal was like, you know, $20, right, then a fifth would be calculated from $4. Or is it that you take the principal, you know, and you divide it into four quarters, and a quarter of that principal is then added to the principal, right? And that gives it the sum of the five corners. So the fifth of the final sum is equal to a quarter. So there's different ways of actually calculating it. And that's what the Gemara is going to try to explain next. But I think it's interesting to see that on the one hand, I want to say you can't have Maaser Sheni, whether it's the Maaser Sheni itself or the Chomesh itself, be less than a pruta. And then they quote this brisa that gives us this way of basically saying like, yeah, but if you end up in that situation, here's a solution. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that that has to be talking about the Chumash being less than a pruta. But I get the sense that this probably was something that commonly happened, that you could have had, you know, a little bit of produce that you hadn't redeemed yet, and you sort of had to figure out a way how to redeem it, even if there was a chance that the Chumash was not actually a shava pruta. That's our DAF discussion for the day. Ringus, review us on all major podcasts. Thank you to Rabbi Michelle Farber for hosting us on the Hadron website. Let us know what you thought about this DAF on our Talking Talmud Facebook page. And until tomorrow, go and learn.